Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We talk about something very personal to me early in life, and that's the fool's snare with excessive drink. We're in chapter 31 today as we conclude chapter 31 with verse 30. Wine in excess is a snare for the fool. It lessens strength and multiplies wounds. I grew up in a household where alcohol ruled everything. My father was a heavy drinker, and when he would come home drunk, all hell would break loose. I remember countless nights being dragged out of bed by my hair as my father yelled drunken obscenities at me and my siblings. He would beat us with a belt, the sound of it striking our skin, echoing through the house. I learned early on that alcohol was a destructive force. It destroyed our family, tearing us apart one drunken outburst at a time. I saw the way it lessened my father's strength, both physically and emotionally. It was a snare for the fool, and my father was caught in its grasp. I never wanted to end up like my father, losing control and not remembering the things I had done. I knew that alcohol could multiply wounds, both physically and emotionally, and I didn't want to inflict that pain on anyone else. My father never apologized for his actions during those drunken episodes. It was only later in life, when we would discuss it openly, that he would express remorse for the things he had done, but by then the damage had already been done. Divorce. Division. Alcohol destroyed my family, but it also taught me a valuable lesson. I learned that moderation is key, and the excess of drinking can have devastating consequences. I will never forget the way alcohol tore my family apart, and I will always strive to avoid falling into the same trap. I have come to accept my father's apology in Christ for the pain and suffering he caused me and our family through his forceful physical abuse and alcoholism. While I have forgiven him completely, I will never forget the impact that his addiction had on my early life. It was a painful and traumatic experience that shaped me in many ways. However, it also served as a cautionary tale for me, reminding me of the destructive power of alcohol and the importance of self-control. As a result, I have never been an excessive drinker and have always been mindful of the potential consequences of alcohol abuse. I am grateful for the lessons learned from my father's struggles, and I am committed to living a healthy and balanced life, sharing salvation, living absolutely redeemed in Jesus. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, as the Savior's command informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, and by the help of your mercy, may we be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 31. Verse 30 gives us 4 stanzas, ongoing. It's titled, Death from Drink's Excess. In the depths of the bottle, the fool finds solace. In the sweet taste of wine, they drown their sorrows. But little do they know, it's a dangerous game, for excess in liquor only brings forth pain. It weakens the body, numbs the mind, leads to reckless actions, leaves wounds behind. The fool may think they're invincible, but in truth, they're just vulnerable. So beware the allure of the bottle's embrace, for in excess it's a treacherous place. Strength dwindles, wounds multiply, a snare for the fool, a dangerous lie. Choose moderation, choose wisely. Don't let the lure of liquor be your demise, for in the end, it's not worth the toll. Excess in wine is a trap for the fool. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It's April 9, 2024. We're recording this morning at 4:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world. From UniversalUtterings.com, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. A touchy subject today. Early in life, it was difficult for me and my brother and sister. And my dad ultimately came to redemption in Christ himself before he passed. And it was a tough life early on. A lot of drinking episodes. But it was something that we learned and lived through. And we're able to overcome ourselves. None of my brothers or sisters are alcoholics. So we thank the Lord for keeping us in his grasp and his goodness as we close today at 7:21 in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.